Hello, Neo Seniors Nation, and welcome to today's podcast. If you've been with us before, welcome back. And if you're new to the Neo Senior Services Nation podcast channel, welcome aboard. Today's short podcast is on aging in place and the housemaid principle. And I hope you get at least one good thing from this short podcast to help you optimize the aging experience for yourself or someone you love. We will address other specifics about aging in place, especially focusing on the universal design model and low-cost but highly effective ways to modify your home's features to make it an easier and safer place to continue to live in other presentations. But for now, let's focus on aging in place and the housemate principle. Aging in place, simply defined, means the ability to live in one's own home and community safely, independently, and comfortably, regardless of age, income, or ability level. 15.6 million folks over the age of 60, that's 40% of the total of Americans over the age of 60, now live alone. What's the definition of a homemate or a housemate? A homemate or a housemate is a person you like and respect whose way of living is compatible enough that you are comfortable living together. This housemate concept is being driven forward by the housing cost realities for Neo seniors. And those housing cost realities, if you live in your own home, no longer have a mortgage, own it free and clear, still costs $1,600 a month to live in that home. If you rent, $1,874 is the monthly average, all up. That's a rent, utilities, etc. If you have your own private home with mortgage, the average across the country is $2,508 cost on a monthly basis. Now, take those numbers and then compare them. The average Social Security monthly to a male, retired, collecting their Social Security, $1,557 a month. And if you're a female, it drops to $1,183 a month average Social Security benefit. Margaret Mead once said, "I think it's an almost universal human need to have someone who wonders where you are when you don't come home at night." Now, there are some objections to considering staying in your home with someone not in your family as a housemate to help share the costs, the expenses, the ins and the outs, and be a companion to you and kind of a safeguard watchdog as well, if you will. Objections: I'm too messy, or I'm too neat, I'm too set in my ways, I have too much stuff, I can't give up any of my privacy, I don't want anyone to know that I do blank, fill in whatever habit you think you may want to keep secret, or I might need the space that I have now for grandchildren or children or other visitors. No one would ever want to live with me, or I like living alone. And you have to dwell upon the importance and depth of any of those objections and see if they can bend a little bit. And housemates are not for everybody, but there are realities that we're addressing here related to the cost discrepancy versus income discrepancies for seniors. Now, the benefits of having a housemate, obviously financial, there's some sharing as agreed upon of costs to stay in that house and to live. You have help when you need it around the house, back and forth, companionship, sustainability, what I call whole person health, someone to talk to, etc. And then how do you get to even consider this further? Well, you can do it yourself, you know, people you know who are in similar situations who may want to share a place together with you. You can look for your local social service programs that help support housemate and homemate finding services, etc. You can, but I don't recommend it, go to online matching. That's the most variable and perhaps the riskiest, as opposed to do it yourself from your own network or state-run, government, locally funded funds, social service programs. So think about, if you want to live in home and live in place and stay where you are, how are you going to start to handle the gap between cost realities for the average person, including yourself possibly, doing it alone, and the offset or benefits of having someone come and be a housemate or a homemate with you and share all that with you, including life experiences, not just cost and financial, emotional, spiritual, companionship, laughs, cries, etc. Thank you for listening, and I hope this podcast on Aging in Place, the Housemaid Principle, is the start of a conversation about how we here at NEO Senior Services can help you optimize the aging experience for yourself, someone you care about, and or any group you think may be interested in having us in for one or a series of speaking presentation events to learn more about how to optimize the aging experience. Please contact us at neosnation@agedandwise.com. We're here to help. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. And we hope you've gotten one good thing out of this podcast. See you soon. Bye now.